glad to have you with me. Over the next hour, we're going to have a special blend of roots music and the odd tidbit of information that may have you asking, is it fruit, a berry, or simply a juicy little nugget? Welcome to Roots and Berries here on Campus Community Radio, CJSF 90.1 FM from the very top of Burnaby Mountain, where we broadcast from Simon Fraser University, which is on unceded ancestral territory of the Olkmeenam and Squamish speaking people. I'm Robin, and I love who we just started off the show with, Gillian Welsh and her partner in musical beautifulness, Dave Rawlings, from their album Woodland Studios, which is fairly newly out, a track called Howdy Howdy. And what I didn't realize just from listening without headphones is that with headphones on, Gillian Welsh's voice goes from the left to the right to the left to the right, which makes it sound like there's more people than just the two of them singing at the beginning. And it's really kind of an audiophonic thing that harkens back to the yesteryears. So I recommend it if you've got some headphones to plug those in and have a re-listen, or you know, find the record and have a listen. Lots of great and varied things on today's program, as is a little bit typical. We've got a little bit of Celtic music-ish coming up in this next set. We've got some... I'm gonna call it novelty songs, for lack of a better descriptor. And we've got some super harken back to the old time stuff, and a couple of new, brand new tracks from recent releases, which this next track is one of. Not strictly hardly bluegrass by any stretch of the imagination, but there's definitely an element of bluegrassy folkiness, lots of fiddle, some banjo, as well as some accordion and bodhran. This is the band called Vishten off their brand new album Connections, and a track called Gaylard here on Roots and Berries. Hey, everybody.
acronym.
For a lifetime, darling, life's not very long.
Whoa. Can you keep up with that? Singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, producer, recording artist, teacher, collaborator, innovator, and award winner, J.P. Cormier, from the album Times 8, a mandolin collection, a little medley there that featured Clog from Hell, Gelis Laredis, Clog, and Fair Play. And listening to that reminds me of when I saw J.P. Cormier play live many, many years ago, and someone in the audience yelled out, play it fancy. And of course, we all laughed because he was playing everything fancily and fingers flying, and didn't matter what instrument he was on, he was just showing off his mad skills. J.P. Cormier. Little set of maritime-ish music featuring in the middle there, a band called the Hound Dog Ramblers, who are kind of New Brunswick, Nova Scotian based, and features on vocals and guitar Christian Kavokian, who played with a band years ago called the Saturday Saints. They put out a great record called Hand-Me-Downs, and they were a duo. And Ivan Rosenberg, who is a dobro player, also plays in the Hound Dog Ramblers, and of course has been a session musician with a bunch of folks across the country, and gives the band that good old dobro sound. Starting off with Vishtin and some good old Acadian music with a whole bunch of clogging and footstepping in there to start us off. You're listening to Roots and Berries here on Campus Community Radio from Burnaby, British Columbia. I'm Robin, and I am with you for the hour from noon till 1 o'clock. And today is Friday the 13th, a very auspicious day to some, a very superstitious day to others. And even though I played this song last week, I didn't know that today was Friday the 13th, and so I'm going to play it again because it's all about having a phobia about the number 13, which I didn't think there even was a name for. Turns out there is, and Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser from their album Wahoo are going to teach us all about it and how to say it, because there's a lot of letters in it. And here we go on Roots and Berries.
Triskaidekaphobia. Triskaidekaphobia, and triskaidekaphobia has got me. I open doors for claustrophobia and wear glasses for myopia, but that triskaidekaphobia won't let me be. See? utopia. If Triskaidekaphobia sets me free.
Superstition.